Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great show. It's called the Kenny Talk Experience, and we call it the Real Relationship Talk Show, only on Dollhouse Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you guys give me just one moment, we're going to go to a real quick song break, and when I come back, we're going to get ready to start the show. So shout out to everybody for listening. Remember, we're on Dollhouse Radio. I know I sent out a post and it had the wrong time on it. I'm sorry. I was moving kind of quick. I was multitasking, but we air 7:30. 7:30 every single Wednesday, just to make sure y'all know that, right? 7:30. So let me go ahead and jump right to a break, and I'll be back fast. And you can say cat and hat, bear with me just a second. And we're going to start a great show. And the name of the show is, of course, Option Number 2, dealing with...
Where would I be without you, baby? So if you need me, if you want me, put it on you, because I love you. Don't you forget it. Whenever you need me, if you want me to put it on you, come on.
I know you're tired of being lonely, so baby girl, put it on me.
What would I be without you?
I only think about you.
But what you're saying is true.
I know
Yes, everybody, I am the wonderful Kenny Talk. And this is the Real Relationship Talk Show, everybody. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys are having a great week. Round of applause because you made it to hump day. You have made it to hump day. It's about that time for us to start our topic. Now, normally what we like to do is actually give you guys a relationship truth part of the show. And what is the relationship truth? The relationship truth, what's that, Kenny? The relationship truth is going to, of course, be the post that we send out on Facebook every day during the week, except on Wednesdays because we have the show. And it's just a little bit of a post that we do that kind of tells the truth about situations in relationships, right? It kind of just tells you the straight truth, right? A lot of people sometimes disagree with it. A lot of people agree with it. But for the most part, it causes debate. You know what I'm saying? It really causes debate. So the relationship truth of this week is one that I posted yesterday. I thought it kind of aligned directly with the topic. And it goes as follows. I'm going to read it to you, so I need y'all to follow me now. Okay, those that's joining us, the topic of discussion, option number two in relationships. Me and option number two, looking for option number two, however you want to look at it. All right. Relationship truth is as follows. If you don't remember the last time you walked up to your lover quietly, gave them a hug while whispering how much you appreciate them in their ear, you have found something you need to fix in your relationship. If you don't remember the last time you walked up to your lover quietly, gave them a hug while whispering how much you appreciate them in your ear, you have found something you need to fix in your relationship. You found something you need to fix. Now, you might ask, Kenny, why would you feel like this has something to do with option number two? I mean, well, it's simple. It's real simple. When you don't do these kind of things, when you don't cherish the person that you're with, right, when you don't let them know it, verbalize it, that could leave room for them to possibly go after an option number two or be open to having an option number two other than yourselves. How many people have ever been in relationships and you just really felt like you were not appreciated? You know what? I'm in a relationship and I feel like I'm just not appreciated. You know, I feel like my lover doesn't appreciate the things that I do. My lover don't appreciate, you know, what I bring to the table. Okay? How many of you ever felt like that? You know, when most times I hear stuff like that, I used to hear that stuff so much coming from married women. And I know some of y'all may get pissed off when I say this, but I used to hear this so much coming from married women, coming from women that were in committed relationships, engaged, or whatever you want to call it, when they were about to sleep with me, you know, or when they talking to me on the phone or whatever, and we planning out a date to hook up and have sex. Married people, I know it's sad, married people, people that's engaged, people that's so-called in love, right, I hear it the most about being unappreciated. All right. So that kind of leads us right into the topic of discussion. We talk about option number two. You know what? How do you feel about a person that's in a relationship that leaves room for an option number two? How do you feel about that? We're going to open up the chat lines, of course. I'm also going to open up, I got the Facebook lines open. So I want y'all to come through and chat with me tonight. Or, like I say, 646-595-4038. You can make sure that you do well. You call in, and we want to hear from you, right? 646-595-4038. Correction. Like I was saying, 7:30. And I did send that post out incorrectly. 7:30 on Wednesday night. So let's jump right in. Okay. When you talk about an option number two. Now, from a guy perspective, there are many guys out there that definitely get into relationships they call, I mean, I think it's somebody, one of the, I think it's somebody made a song about it. Two people made a song about it. It's called, you know, My Main Chick. So from a guy perspective, guys do have what we consider to be our main chicks, our main girlfriends, our number ones, the one at the top of the pile, right? Or the one that's on top. This one, this is the one we really care about. This is the one we really got love for while we are cheating, doing whatever else we do, or seeing other people. So why would a guy, I want to hear from guys, I want y'all to just keep it real. Because I want to know, what are y'all willing to keep it real tonight? You know, why do we feel it necessary to have a main chick as opposed to an only chick, an only woman? Why do we feel like that's important? Y'all talk to me tonight. I got the chat line open. I'm just praying. I'm actually sending out the link to, for you guys to listen to right now because I got a little bit behind. This has been a hectic week, right? But I'm back in effect. We got the Keeping It Real letter that's going to be coming up at the break as well, because we're going to keep it real with the ones that write in and ask us questions. Thank you for doing so. But I want all of the guys that are go ahead and just keep it real. Okay, I got a guy posting in right now. He's actually saying that he feels that it's because of greed, sexual greed. Straight up. He just kept it real. Sexual greed. We all want to be able to do what? Have our cake and eat it too. Now, and I got the ladies posting right now. Now, see, ladies, y'all seeing, y'all are talking about the reason y'all feel that way. And I'm gonna hold y'all down in just a minute. But we just want to hear from the guys. And now, I need y'all ladies to understand, now, unlike a lot of women out there, when a guy tell you the way it is, don't disagree with him. Because today, this is a guy telling you. That's the biggest problem nowadays, is that when a guy tell you the way something is, you don't believe him. That's why you always have problems, right? So kind of keep that in mind. I'm going to read to you. I'm waiting on the guys to go on, keep it real. I got one that said it was just straight up sexual greed, right? Okay, now here's one. I got a guy that's saying, he's saying that the reason why a guy would actually get into a committed relationship, getting still while keeping an option number two, he says it's just straight up because of the fact that you never really know. He says that you have to make sure, a guy has to make sure that he is betting on the right person. He has to make sure that he has the right person, you know. Yet and still, he does not want to lose a potential in his that he already has. Women do not understand this, so you have to keep it on the low and keep an option number two. Well, y'all think about that, ladies. This young man just said, women do not understand weighing out options, right? He said, women do not understand that guys have to weigh their options out. So we keep it from y'all, our option number two. And the reason why we keep it from you is because of the fact that we told you we could lose a great prospect. Women don't believe in being number two. Is that true, ladies? I'm going to go to Twitter. I got Twitter up. Those that don't know, you can follow us on Twitter at, of course, Kenny Talk EXP. Kenny Talk EXP. At Kenny Talk EXP. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. We send out a lot of great posts during the week. But I want to let's jump right in. I want to go to the ladies now. I got ladies in the cage. But guess what, man? The reason why a guy would want an option number two is selfishness, right? But I would like a lady to respond. I want to hear a lady respond to, of course, what the guy just said. Ladies don't understand that a guy wants to weigh his options out. Why do guys want to weigh their options out? Well, why not? Ladies do it all the time. Let me ask you a question, ladies. How many of you guys are willing to hang out or kick it with a guy while he dates someone else, trying to see which one of you are the right one? How many of you will actually do that? I'll wait. The funny part about it is that if you ladies, if you're not willing to do that, then there's some truth to the statement that the guy just bravely said. He made the statement. He said, you know what? The bottom line is, guess what? You guys don't understand that a guy needs to weigh his options out. Why don't y'all understand that? Or do you understand that? We got a lot more that we're going to talk about in just a moment when we actually come back. We're going to take a real quick break. We got to pay some bills. This is Kenny Talk on Dollhouse Radio, right? Kenny Talk on Dollhouse Radio. And we are discussing option number two. The question that I need to get an answer from the ladies is that, are you willing to be a number two while a guy weighs his options out of dealing with someone else? Or are you not even a number two? Are you willing to, you know, be a part of him, you know, finding the right woman, you know, weighing out his options? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? Huh? Nope. Not a lot of women are. But I mean, just be honest. So is it great? Is it good to keep it away from you? Is it good to just be like, you know what? Nah, we ain't going to do that. We ain't going to, I need you to hide it from me as a woman, because if you tell me, check this out. I got a young lady on writing in before we go to break. She says, if you let me know that you're dating someone else in the process of dating me to weigh your options out, I will walk away and allow you to date that person because I'm not an option. She says that she is not an option. She's not winning. Right, I'm going to come back to that one when we come back from the break. We're going to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. Bear with me just a moment. And we're going to be back, of course, faster than you can say cat in the hat. Right, this is the Kenny Talk Experience, and we continue to make it happen every single week. Remember, I'm a published author, so you can go out and get that book, The Kenny Talk Experience, of course. I wrote a book, The Truth That Tears Us Apart, The Lies That Keep Us Together. So you might want to jump down on that because it's a great read. You can go to Amazon. You can go to booksamillion.com. You know, you can go several places online. You can download it to your phone, however you want to do it. All right. So I'll be right back faster than you can say cat in the hat, and we're going to jump right back onto the subject of the young lady making that statement. Shout out. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Ursha, baby, this for the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Go handle your business and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes as long as you coming home. Girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. Cause shawty, you thinking them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowding around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby. Who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club?
I
make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A. Shawty, I don't mind if you dance on a pole. That'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind when you work until three. If you're leaving with me, go make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Go handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes as long as you coming home. Girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in a Rari. And when we get home, we'll have us our own little private party in here. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway. You can twerk while in a split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my bitch. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing what you do. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe, shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, don't miss that money, 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 your money, 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 cause I know how it is, gonna handle your biz and make that money, 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 your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes,
let's get it,
as long as you coming home.
What you DJ? I'm just tryna cut her up, tryna bust a nut, tryna take somebody bitch, turn her to a slut, tryna fill my cup, tryna live it up, throw some hundreds on her ass, walk her out the club. Yeah, hold on. Lap dance for the first date, better throw a few bands, that's third base. It's okay if you work late, we can still party like it's your birthday. We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Knock the pussy out the park like my name Beirut. Shawty, she just wanna tip, I just wanna see a strip. If you fuck me like you love me, shawty, you might get rich. Have her own cake, her own place, blow her own gas, no Rolaid. When we in the bed, she like a role play. Tell her friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that don't make you a hoe. I don't mind when you work until three. If you leave with me, cause I know you gotta make that
money, money, money. Your money, money, money.
Cause I know how it is. Girl, go ahead.
Money, money, money,
make
your money, money, money.
Yeah. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
Yes, yes, it's the Kenny Talk Experience, those that are just joining. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we are discussing, of course, option number two. We are discussing being option number two, having an option number two. Why do you feel it's necessary for an option number two, right? These are some questions that we see that go unanswered in relationships and relationship disputes so much. And I feel like, you know what, we needed to touch on it a little bit. I'm going to actually, I mean, I got so much material when it comes to this particular topic. I'm kind of pacing myself with it because I can tell you one thing. I think I got enough for a part two. We got so much. Another thing is that I'm away, I'm out of town right now doing the show, so I'm kind of in shambles. But I said to myself, I wanted to make sure I have a conversation with y'all tonight, right? Now, when it comes to the ladies that actually made the statement about not being willing to allow a guy to weigh his options, it really makes the guy feel like, you know what, I do need to hide the fact that I'm still looking, but I still may be interested in others. Is there something wrong with it? Now, don't get me wrong. I feel like it's something wrong with you committing to a person or advising the person that you are dating that, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and commit to you just because you don't want to lose them, right, while you're still weighing your options, right? If you're in the process of weighing your options, there's nothing wrong with it. Just you got to be open with the person and let them know. And if that person is not willing to be there for you while you do that, then, you know, you really have to allow them to keep it moving. What we do is that we try not to lose that person. So we try to keep them around by telling them what they want to hear. Yet still, we want to weigh out our options. And I think that's unfair, but it's what we do as men. All right? So if you guys want to pretty much talk more on that subject, go ahead and hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on the chat line, or you can hit me up on the inbox. And I'm here, right? What we need everybody to understand is that from a lady's perspective, from a lady's perspective of having an option number two. How many women will admit that, guess what, I might want to have an option number two even while in a relationship with you? How many ladies will admit that? very few real, because of course I asked a couple. I asked a couple of people, like, man, how do you guys feel when they're in a relationship? The biggest thing I heard was, when I'm in a relationship, I'm 100%, right? I'm 100% with that person. How many ladies can agree with that? Sound off. We want to hear. If you feel like you are 100% with the person. Here we go. I want to go to Twitter. I'm 100% with the person that I'm with because I don't see other options. All right, I'll rock with that if that's what you say. If that's what you say. But when we speak about having other options from a lady perspective, it's slightly different. You know, we did a show about Welcome to the Friend Zone. We did a show about the friend zone, right? But what is the friend zone? A lot of people don't know. A friend zone is where a woman puts the guy that she is either 100% not interested in, but we can be friends. Or, you know what, I am interested in, you know what I'm saying, I think you're attractive or whatnot, but I'm in a relationship right now, and I respect my relationship. So what I will do, I will, of course, we can be friends, I'll put you in the friend zone. Now, while being in this friend zone, this is how it works. Being in the friend zone, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then you keep in contact with that person. You talk to that person. Y'all have little conversations. But the person is able to stay in the friend zone because this guy is able to stay in the friend zone because he respects your situation, right? But let's just say if something goes wrong in your relationship. You know, you have some problems in your relationship. A lot of women don't admit to the fact that, guess what? That person becomes option number two. Whether you want to believe it or not, that person becomes option number two. What do I mean by that? If you have a person in your relationship, that's outside of your relationship, that's your friend, that you can confide in when it comes to problems within your relationship, right? I need you to understand that that's a form of an option number two, right? The only reason why a guy is able to be option number two is he got to be respectful of your situation. And if he's respectful of your situation and he's cool, nice looking, we could be friends, right? But I need you to understand that if you run to that person, if you lean on that person, that's an option number two. So let's go to the Facebook, because I see it's lighting up right now. A lot of people disagreeing with me on that. That's all right. That's what the Kenny Talk Experience is about. It's about us holding open dialogue. And I don't get pissed off if you disagree. I love it when you disagree, right? Because it's dialogue. It's adult dialogue. So let me jump right in. Okay. She says she feels that this is bull. If a woman actually runs to a person when she's having problems in a relationship, then she is not fit to be in a relationship. She should work this out with the man that she is with or the person that she is with. I totally agree with you, but how often do that happen? You know, that sounds right. But how many of you guys, how many ladies out there can really have any conversation with the person you're in a relationship with? How many ladies out there can really tell the person that you're with 100%, you know what, exactly how you feel, what you're going through, what you expect? You know, that's why women go other places to vent. You don't understand. The person that you've been to that's in the friend zone, they waiting for their opportunity, you know. And ain't nothing wrong with it, you know. I don't knock anyone's hustle. I don't knock anyone what I like to call the scheme that they run or the way they do things in order to get what they want out of you know, sex. You know, if that's what you do, that's on you. But I don't think I'm trying to get y'all to see, ladies, is that's a form of option number two. All right? Okay, I got somebody else that disagrees. She's saying that just because I have male friends that I talk to outside of my relationship, there is not a chance that I would be in a relationship with any one of them. That's why they are my friends. says, there is not a way, there's no way that you can be in a relationship or even entertain being with someone that's in her friend zone. That's why they're there. How many of y'all believe that? Well, depending on the guy, you know, maybe the guy is 100%, you know, not what you're looking for, but he's real cool, so I can see that. But at the end of the day, when you're emotional, when you're upset, frustrated at your relationship, when you are going through, down with the person that you're with, when you're emotional, you're unstable, you do things that you probably that you wouldn't do when you're in your right mind. I know plenty of ladies that have had sex with other guys or friends just because of what they were going through in their relationship. You know, y'all remember on the movie Dead Man? On that movie with Dead Man. Right when the guy Lance that played on the first Dead Man, what did his wife do when she was so upset at the fact that he was cheating on her so much in college? Right? What did she do? She leaned towards Tay Diggs' character. She leaned towards him. She confided in him, right? And then she ended up sleeping with him, right? And that's what really caused the uproar in that particular movie, is because you have an option number two, whether you know it or not. So, ladies, if you got that friend, I want to let you know, if you got that friend that's in your friend zone that you confide in, when you're going through problems in your relationship, right, that person that you always want to run, go talk to, you have to understand it's a form of an option number two. That's exactly what it is. All right, so remember, those that are just joining us, this is the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. Make sure you call us at 646-595-4038 if you want to comment or continue to hit us up on Facebook. I apologize. I see so many, of course, posts that are coming in. I'm going to get to them in just a moment for you, right? When we come back from, we're going to about to take a break in a second. When we come back from the break, we got the Keeping It Real letter, right? We got the Keeping It Real letter, and we want to make sure that we go hard on the Keeping It Real letter. We want to make sure that we keep it real, right? That's exactly what we're gonna do. I got love for everybody that writes in. I got love for everybody that continues to listen to the Ken Talk Experience, because we're here for the people. We just want to help people out, man. We want to be able to make sure people understand that there is an option, there is a forum where you can call in, you can hit us up on Facebook, and we can discuss. Guess what? Issues that you go through in relationships. We can discuss it. Not afraid to do that. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to come back with the Keeping It Real letter. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. And remember, Dollhouse Radio has so many other shows that we have throughout the week. And make sure y'all call this number, 646-595, throughout the week. We got a lot of great shows you can listen to. You know, get us. It goes down. All right, so we're going to go take a real quick break. I don't have my playlist with me today, you know, for Dollhouse, so I'm just kind of winging it because I'm out of town, but we're going to do it. We're going to make it do what we do. You know, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. So we'll be back fast and you take that in the hand. It's Real Relationship Talk Show.
Let's move it, stop, make it in the air. Let's move it, stop, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air.
never see the edge of getting sweating on my blowout. Sweating on my prestige, trick about to go out. Mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you. I'm fresher than you. Fresher than you.
Oh.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We are back. We paid a few bills on Dollhouse Radio. Now it's time for the Keeping It Real letter. Now, what is the Keeping It Real letter? Well, the letter we get from some of our listeners, we kind of have to sift through a lot of them, right? Kind of find the right one. Well, we have Atlanta, Georgia in the house tonight. Atlanta, Georgia. Wow. Atlanta, Georgia goes as follows. You guys can chime in if you like on Facebook. Atlanta, Georgia says that, what's up, Kenny Talk? I listen to your show every single week, and I think that you have a great following and you have some interesting topics, so it made me want to write in. My concern is that how do I keep my man? That's what I need to know. How do I keep my man? Okay. She says that we live in a city where, of course, we know the women greatly outnumber the men, and I do everything in my power to try to keep my man at home. I do everything in my power to keep my relationship strong and moving in the right direction. I do want to be married soon, but at the rate, at the pace that my husband, at the pace that my mate is going, I don't think we're ever going to get there. Alright? Why does he have to partake in other options? Now, this is the reason why I chose this stuff. Why does he have to partake in other options? I cook, I clean, I go to work, you know. I cater to my man, as the Destiny Child song says. Yet and still, with so many options out in the world, what else can I do in order to keep my man, to keep my man from straying? You know what? Thank you, Atlanta, for writing in. So let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. I get a chance to keep it real on her letter, right? All right. And you guys can chime in if you like as well. Atlanta, Georgia, here's what I have to say. Well, you're right. Not just in Atlanta, but, of course, in pretty much everywhere. You know, you have women that outnumber men, right? Your question is, how do you keep your man when it comes to the options, so many options that you do have out there? I've actually said this before, but I think that it'll be great if I say it again for you. I think that in order to make sure that you're able to keep the person that you're with, you can't look at everything that you are doing for this person as being valuable to that person. I heard you put in there, cook, clean, and you cater to your man, right? Sometimes men accept that and they think it's great because, hey, that's what we've been taught. Treat me like a king. You know, do this for me, do that for me. Fix this, look out for me on this deal, what have you. But you have to understand, that's not what keeps a man. What keeps a man is going to be something specific to them that they really like or what they really need. Everybody likes to be catered, but everybody does not value that. Does that make sense, Atlanta? I'm trying to make a little sense out of this for you. Everybody might like penthouse living, right? But not every guy values that. You got to look at the type of guy that you have. I don't know this guy, but you got some guys that'll be happy with, you know, you got some guys that'll be happy with a t-shirt, some jeans, and some dirty shoes on. You know, you have those guys that really look at life that way, but yet still you're upset that when you dress him up in a nice suit and some nice shoes, him look wrong and sexy, that he don't appreciate it because he don't value that stuff. The reason why he's probably partaking in other options, ATL, is going to be because what you're bringing to the table is just not what he values. You got to figure that piece out. I don't know how long you've been with him or whatever, but I understand you said you want to try to get married. That's your goal. And you know what? I wish you well. I do. But you got to make sure that you understand what he values, right? I heard my man Keep It Real Rod say one time he was on there with us. He was like, you know what? You want, a lot of women want to do so much for their man, but they be missing the stuff that they really value. So when the guy doesn't really pay attention to it or doesn't react or doesn't act the way you want him to act because you're doing so much, you know what? A lot of women get pissed, man. And they feel like they wasted their time, they wasted their emotion, and they wasted their energy on this person who is inconsiderate. Well, they might be inconsiderate, but we're all inconsiderate of things that we don't value. You know what I'm saying? If I gave you as a woman, ATL, something that you, if I gave you consistently every single day, and I'm talking to all the ladies out there, if I gave you something that you just really didn't value, what would you do with it? To put it over there with the rest of it. You see? And in the moment that you don't act the way I want you to act or do what I want you to do, if I get pissed and say, well, I gave you all this stuff, you'll be looking at me like, are you crazy? I don't value it. I mean, that's nice, but I mean, I just don't value it. But that's what we wanted you to know. If anybody want to chime in on the letter, that's to Keep It Real letter. Big shout out to Atlanta for not being scared. To go on right in and say what's up, you know. Holler at the Kenny Talk Experience, right? Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue the conversation, right? Option number two. Why do people feel the need for an option number two? Well, we discussed. Oh, and by the way, I see numerous people, of course, tapping in and what have you. You know what? You're just joining us. We are Kenny Talk Experience, and you are listening to our show about option number two in relationships. And this is on Dollhouse Radio, right? Okay. So we're going to jump right back into the conversation when you talk about option number two. All right. I was listening to, I was reading a post on Facebook, right? And I was looking at it today and I said to myself, it was a situation where you got a person that who have been in a relationship for so long. With a person, they felt they gave their all, but when it came down to that person, I mean the guy finding someone he wanted to marry, he left the person that, you know, he was with for so long in order to marry someone else. And of course it was bitter, it was bittersweet, because A, you know what, the guy got what he wanted. And he feels he's happy, right? But the bitter part is that the lady that stayed with him and did so much for him, wow, she got left out in the cold from a relationship perspective, right? And it made me think about that. Think about it. See, it makes me think about the fact that we are, as guys, we are not ready for a lot of these relationships that we're getting into. We still want to weigh out our options, right? We feel, and women make us feel bad about that. You know why? Because it makes it seem like if you can't commit, then you're immature. You need to grow up, right? I'm like, okay. Majority of guys still want to play the field, but they meet women that they really like. So if I want to play the field and I meet a woman that I really, really like, then sometimes I'm going to have to say some things in order to appease you, to make you stay, right, while I continue to weigh my options or do whatever I'm doing. It's a sad thing because it's like you leading a person on that wants more. You leading a person on that actually is expecting more, but you're not giving it. The Kenny Talk Experience want ladies out there to all find the man that they want, find the man that they would deal with. I got to rephrase that. Not find the man that you want. Find the man that you can deal with, that you will live with, that you want to love, and that you love being loved by. And a lot of times that man just is not going to fit the mold of the, it's not going to fit the mold of the cliche guy that everybody's talking about, or that does the cliche things. You know, maybe the guy that you love to love, maybe the guy that you love so much when he loves you, I mean, might every now and then have sex with another girl. We got to be able to grow up and live in the real world, I feel like. And that's all we mean. That's all we mean. Yeah. The Kenny Talk Experience is going to put it to you exactly how it needs to be. So we covered a lot tonight, you know. I just like to just tip, give you guys a tip of the iceberg, right? Give you something to think about, you know. The biggest part of people dealing with an option, dealing with people that have an option number two, is sometimes we're afraid to step out there on our own. Sometimes we're afraid to be single, right? So a lot of people will be that option. Why not? As long as I have a warm body next to me that cares about me. I know he cares about me, but you know what? This is going to work for me. You know? So I ride like that. And you know what? If that's where you feel, that's where you feel. You know? And it makes it hard to walk away, especially if you find this information out. Guess what? When ladies find this information out after they've already fell in love with that person. When you fall in love with a person, it'd be hard to walk away, you know? When a person that has the ability to make you feel like you're walking on sunshine just is not the 100% person you want them to be, then guess what? You still think twice about walking away. You still think twice about it. Because you say to yourself, yeah, X, Y, and Z that he or she does makes me sick. But I'm not going anywhere because I like that feeling of walking on sunshine that only they know how to give me. Sometimes we want to believe everything, you know, that the person that we're in love with says that they're about. But a lot of times we try to keep it real and say, you know what, it just ain't like that. Yeah. All right. Okay, everybody. We've had a great conversation. We've actually, of course, spoken about, I spoke to you guys about women being in relationships and having option number two. Having that guy in that friend zone, right? I got a guy in that friend zone. I talk about guys that have these side chicks, but they really don't be ready for relationships. They still really be kind of weighing the options. And that's the sad part about it, fellas. If you're weighing your options out, that's why, and this is the reason, ladies, this is what really shook me out. I used to really not understand why a woman would really get so upset when, a guy has sex with someone. It's only sex if he continues to come on with you. But now, it's like the more we have these discussions, the more I talk about it, the more I do research, it's like I find out that, guess what, I see why a lot of women get upset, and I understand right now. It's because guys haven't actually weighed out their options. That's why they don't know how to just, okay, have sex with this person and come on home, because they start catching feelings. Because they feel like they're feeling their way out, you know. They done already told this young lady that they want to be in a committed relationship with her. And already did that. Just to get her to stick around while you weigh your options, right? So So that's why when you go and just have sex with somebody else, you get all emotional. You know, you start consistently being around. And now you go from having a main chick to having two girlfriends, right? And now you caught in between both of them. Now you done fell in love with both of them. You done fell in love with something about the girl that you're with, and you done fell in love with the new person, something about the new person that you're having sex with. And you be an emotional wreck, and you turn both of these women into emotional wrecks. Also, from a woman's perspective, when you have those guys, you have these guys in the friend zone, they turn you into an emotional wreck. Because you know what happens? As soon as you're having some issues with the relationship that you're in, and you lean on the person that's in your friend zone and end up becoming sexually active with them, you start thinking, well, maybe we can make this work, but you don't understand that this guy was in the friend zone from the beginning just to wait for that point for you to slip up and have sex with him. So now he got you all emotionally distraught because guess what? He's not going to act right. He's not going to be the type of guy that you need him to be. So what you just did was have sex with the guy. You know what I'm saying? Outside your relationship because you were emotionally distraught with what was going on within your relationship. All right. For those that know, it is about that time. I want to thank you guys for joining us today on the Dollhouse Radio. It's the Kenny Talk Experience, the Real Relationship Talk Show. And it's time for the final thought. Now, what is the final thought? It's a little bit of spoken word I put together. I like to say, now, what is the final thought? Because I know we got new listeners all the time. Remember, tell all your friends to actually click on the link that we send out on Facebook, and actually you can listen to the show anytime you want. Anytime you want, right? So here's the final thought, and it goes a little something like this. Today is Wednesday. Today is hump day. That's what it is. The weekend is coming. Valentine's Day is this week, right? Y'all got any plans with your man, with your lady or your man? Flowers, cards, and candy? All right. Nothing says... Oh, I messed up. We're going to start again. Here's the final thought, everybody. Here we go. Check it out. Nothing soothes the concerns of a woman in a troubled relationship like knowing she has an option number two. A person that's been patiently communicating with her while understanding her situation and exactly what she's going through. And a woman that respects the fact that a guy is committed, engaged, or married, yet still make herself available to him for fun. He would do what it takes to balance seeing his option number two and making his partner feel like she's the only one. Now, do you want the ugly truth, or do you want a beautiful lie? Or do you simply want to believe everything the person that loves you say? But when the person you fall in love with show their true colors, it's hard being alone when you finally get the courage to walk away. Our girls have their special friends. Guys have their side chicks. You can call them what you want. We get actually the same. It's one in the same. I'll say it again. If you despise a lying cheat that commits to a person, having an option number two is one and the same. So if you got a special friend, whatever you want to call them, they actually the same thing. That's all I want to tell y'all tonight. Let's be honest with each other. Let's get to the point to where we can live in the real world. The person that's probably going to take you out this weekend for Valentine's Day, He might got somebody else he having sex with. But you have to understand that if this person is the person that you love to love, you know, if this person is the person that when they love you, they put your head in the clouds. Be with. It's as simple as that. Sometimes I need to be the one you be with. Absolutely. This is the Real Relationship Talk, y'all. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remember, go out and get that book. Remember, we'll be here again next week, Wednesday at 7:30. Forgive the post that I put out. I had the wrong time on it, but you know what? I work so hard for each and every one of you out there. My goal is to have transparency in relationships. My goal is to create a forum where we can come on and be transparent. And I want to deliver a strong message that you can listen to later on and learn something from it. All right. My name is Kenny Talk, and it's a pleasure to meet those. I want to give a shout-out to Atlanta, Georgia, for writing in. Thank you, Atlanta, Georgia, for sharing with us. We are the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we will be back next week. Big shout-out to Dollhouse Radio and all of the crew. It is the Kenny Talk Experience. And like I like to say to all the ladies out there, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips right there. And we out of here. Have a great weekend. Safe, fun, full of love and joy. Peace.